to the Kids Before 6 Advent Podcast.
Welcome back to the Village Kids and 5-6 Advent Podcast for 2023. We are going to be unwrapping another gift today, and we have a sibling set that is here to help us do just that. We're talking about the God of Amazing Gifts, but before we dig into it, I'm going to have my siblings introduce themselves. Go ahead and tell us your first name and your grade.
My name is Ireland, and I am in third grade.
Okay. And what's your name?
Jackson, I'm in first grade.
Jackson in first grade. All right. And so, do you guys enjoy these grades? Are they good grades to be in?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. All right. So before we jump into our whole entire content for today, I have a couple questions for you guys. My first one is, what are you looking forward to about Christmas this year?
Going to the Christmas hotel.
Oh, you guys in that Christmas hotel, you love it, don't you? At least your mom does, right? All right. What are you looking forward to about Christmas this year?
Probably like in the morning when there's all the presents downstairs. And, like, I wake up really early, and I go downstairs, and then I call Jackson and Kaylin to come down here, but not my mom and dad, so they don't see us.
So it's, like, kind of, like, shocking, right? And, like, magical when you're like, yes, look at all of this. Yep. Mm-hmm. Tell me about a time when you have received, like, a really good gift. Any good gifts that you received?
A dinosaur egg.
Did you, like, crack it open, or is it something that, like, had something inside, or what was that like?
Had something inside.
That's exciting. All right, Lenny, how about you?
I really like when I get a lot of like jewelry, so I could say like earrings.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty fun. All right, now let's switch it around. What is a gift that you have given someone that you were kind of like really excited to like give to them?
I gave my cousin a Gabby Cat Squishmallow, which is a little cupcake.
Okay. All right. How about you, Jackson? What's a gift you gave someone?
A Mario Kart racetrack.
That would be a good gift, don't you think? Yep.
Yeah.
If you could give everyone in the whole world one thing, what would you give them?
A phone.
A phone? All right. That could be a generous gift, right? They could really enjoy that. Lenny, go ahead.
I would probably give them like food to eat or mm-hmm. like water or something yep. like that.
Like to help their body?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so from this sibling set, the whole world is going to be getting a phone and some good hydration and some good nourishment, right? And those are things that a lot of the world needs, right? Like a lot of the world is hungry, right? And they definitely need those things. All right, so let's dig into our content here. Our topic is for the whole family, and we're going to be looking at Matthew 2. But before we get into that, I'm going to open us in prayer.
Okay.
God of amazing gifts, we pray that you would grow our excitement about inviting people into your worldwide family. Help us to see them and help us to know what they need. Pray this in your precious name. Amen. All right. So what's the furthest that you've traveled to spend Christmas with your loved ones? Do they usually come to you? Do you have to go to them?
We have to go to them.
Okay. What's the furthest that you usually travel?
Either Tennessee or Kansas.
Yeah. Tennessee and Kansas. Both. I can't do the math in my head right now. But yes, that would take a while, right? And so you've traveled there. Okay. And who do we know who would have to travel the furthest to come spend Christmas with you? Like, is there someone that's like, they'd have to travel far away? What do you think, Jackson?
Our cousins.
Your cousins, yep. The ones who live in Kansas?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the same as Jackson and my dad's sister.
Mm-hmm.
That's one that lives in Kansas.
Yep, so they would have to travel so far to come to you, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes members of a family live a long way from one another, and often Christmas is a time that brings them together. God's Christmas gift does the same thing. Jesus brings together a family of people who are far apart in lots of ways. So you might know that there's some Christians in your life and they're pretty different than you, right? And we have like, even right now, we have like a sister church in Haiti, and the way they do life in Haiti is very different than the way that we do life. But we're all part of the same family of God because Jesus is what kind of binds us together. And so it's for the whole family. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and read some verses from Matthew's gospel. And we're going to look at what they have to say about this.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem, in Judah, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." After they have heard the king, they went on their way, and the star had seen when it rose and ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed on the coming to see the house. They saw the child with his mother Mary and bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in the dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. Matthew 2, verse 1 through 2, 9 through 12.
Excellent job. That was a long passage and you nailed it. So to make sure that we are kind of on the same page, the word magi here is a word that we usually call wise men. And so they might have been like astrologers, people who studied the stars. They might have been scholars, people who read a lot of books. Like, we don't know everything about them. And frankincense and myrrh, those are things that we don't use all the time right now, but they are very valuable perfumes that were often given to kings as gifts at the time. And so when we look at this passage, let's kind of talk through it a little bit. Where did the visitors come from, Eleni, and where did they go to? Where were they coming from?
They were coming from King Herod's, like, palace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, they had traveled from really far to get to that point, and they were trying to respect King Herod by being like, this is your kingdom. We're going to stop in and check in with you and see how it goes. One of the things that the passage that we read doesn't talk about here, because we kind of skip ahead, right? We just skipped over some verses in the passage, is that King Herod has a bad response to them coming. He's like, I'm sorry, where are you going to go worship another king? I'm pretty sure I'm the king, right? And they're like, ooh. Oops, maybe we should have talked to you because you're kind of cranky about this, right? And so they go and they continue to go find Jesus. And so when they go to find Jesus, why are they trying to find him, Lenny?
Because they didn't like King Herod that much and they wanted to go see the new king if they like that king better.
And what was in the sky that was leading them to where Jesus was?
A star.
And that star was really, honestly, it had like caught their attention, right? From wherever it was in the world that they're traveling from. Because they're like, something has to be probably pretty special about the fact that there's a star hovering over this child. And so you're right. When they met King Herod, they were like, this is not a good thing. There's another solution. There's another answer that God is giving to us for what our heart needs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Compared to what he's giving to us. God had promised that his rescuer and king would come from the people of Israel, but he also promised that the world would be for all nations. And so in these verses, we see that the promise is starting to come true. The Magi come from other places all around the world because they know that Jesus is the king of the Jews. What strikes you about their response in verses 10 and 11? Like, how do they see Jesus and like, what do they experience?
They experience that all kings are not the same as how King Herod was,
mm-hmm.
because he really only kind of cared about himself and like he had to have the palace and he had to have everything.
Mm-hmm.
But when they met the new king, Jesus, then he didn't want everything for himself.
Mm-hmm.
He would share and he wouldn't make that many mistakes as King Herod would.
In fact, Jesus was perfect, right?
Yeah.
So he made no mistakes, right?
No mistakes.
And so it says when they were in his presence that they were like, oh my goodness, they were overjoyed. And they like immediately bowed down and started worshiping him because it's like you said, they could feel in his presence that he was absolutely right there, that he was the real king.
Mm-hmm.
And so what is the fact that they traveled all the way to find out about God's king show about the Magi? What do we learn about them, you think?
That they really wanted to see this new king because they didn't like King Herod.
Yep. We're not sure where they came from. If Herod was their king,
yeah.
Or maybe they came from like another land where they had other rulers.
Mm-hmm.
But you're exactly right. They're like, whatever I've seen so far of these earthly rulers does not satisfy what I need. And I'm longing for a better king, right? And so what does it show us about Jesus? Like the fact that they came and they gave him all these gifts for a king. What do we learn about him?
That he was really special.
Mm-hmm.
And they were really excited to see him because they're like, this can be the new king.
Yeah, you're exactly right. They were like overjoyed, right? Their minds are probably like spinning and they're like, oh my goodness, this could have huge implications for us by the way that he's caring for us. And so God's Christmas gift is for all sorts of people in different countries, different cultures, different backgrounds that they come from. And God's Christmas gift is for all sorts of people who know very little about him or know a lot about him. And it's for the family of whole believers. Even in your family, right? Like you have different parts of your family that come from different cultures, right?
Mm-hmm.
Different places where they grew up, different experiences. And you see that the gospel of Jesus is what binds them together, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a beautiful part of your story. So is there anyone you tend to think is especially unlikely to put their trust in Jesus?
People who don't believe in Jesus?
Yeah. So just like all those people who are like, no, I don't believe in it, right? And you're like, yeah, it hurts my heart sometimes, right? And you're like, I'm not sure what they're going to end up believing. One of my favorite things is that God can call anyone to know and love and serve his son. I would love, Lindy, if you could just close us in prayer today, that we would all just be mindful that God came for the whole family and that he came for us to be able to experience this unity and what that looks like. So would you just close us in prayer?
Dear Lord, thank you for this wonderful day that we got to have. And thank you that you died on the cross for our sins and you cared about us so much that you put you in front. And we would always want to put you in front of us. And thank you for loving us and caring for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, Lindy, can you close us out today by wishing everyone a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody. We are excited to be with you again tomorrow. And thank you, Lindy, so much for leading us through how God is for the whole family. We'll talk to you guys again tomorrow.